Daniel, a bit of movement in the AFL landscape. Brett Burton, who played 177 AFL matches for the Crows, is going to step up to the head of football at the Adelaide Football Club. He's stepping up from his current role as the general manager of high performance, and he's joined us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. G'day, Brett, and congratulations on the move.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Really looking forward to the opportunity, the challenge, and, get the hands dirty.
Was this always an end goal for you, Brett, to go from the high-performance area to a football department, head of football type role?
Yeah, I certainly had aspirations to do the role. I guess, being in a high-performance role at Brisbane, now at Adelaide, for the last 6 years, I saw it as a natural evolution and kind of done parts of the role, I suppose, over my time at Brisbane in the early days. So was familiar with it, probably come a little bit quicker than I thought it may have at the Adelaide Footy Club. But through opportunity, it's presented itself, and definitely looking forward to it, and excited by the challenge.
You're a terrific competitor as a player, and from my understanding of people that work with you at Brisbane, you're really hands-on and into everything day to day, and Adelaide as well as a high performance manager. But do you have to still step back from being in the cut and thrust of training and planning as the head of football? How does it work for you?
Yeah, might not be able to snap goals from the boundary line with any anymore, so might have to maybe just do that once a week instead of three times a week. But I certainly do to have a philosophy of getting the hands dirty and getting involved. But things like that I'll certainly step back from, and at management level you do got to delegate as well, and I certainly have done that over the last couple of years to be across things, but just get involved where you need to get involved. So we'll step back from the on-field stuff and more off-field management.
So I imagine, Brett, that one of the things you're going to have to be across pretty soon is player management and dealing with managers and all that kind of stuff as well. Is that going to be part of your repertoire?
Yeah, certainly across the list management side of the business. We're fortunate in the fact that we've got Justin Reid, who is the general manager of talent. So he heads that up area. So no different to any other area, whether it's coaching or high performance or the admin or that area. I'll be across it and let those guys do their work and support them and get involved where I need to get involved. So. We go to the draft at the end of the month, which is exciting. So it'd be good to be a part of that. And as you know, the recruiters have done all their work throughout the whole year. So I'll be a silent partner in that, and then learn as it goes. But plenty of support.
Great support, as you say, which is really important when you're stepping up to a role like this with little experience, of course. So just on the trade period just gone, Brett, what's been the wash-up of that analysis from inside the club? The Bryce Gibbs chase didn't quite eventuate. Jared Lyons went out, and you did improve a position in the draft. But what did you think about the way it ended up for the Adelaide Crows?
Yeah, look, we were comfortable with where it was at. Our plan going into the trade period was to go to the draft, basically. As in any period, you've got to be able to have something you're willing to give up to get something, and we were comfortable with where our list was at, and we're willing to go to the draft. And then we obviously had Bryce's manager contact us at the 11th hour prior to the trade period starting. So we felt compelled to follow through on that and have those discussions. As you know, in the end, as history shows, a deal wasn't done, and we felt that wouldn't have been, I guess, smart from our end to give up on the two first draft picks for Bryce, and so we leave that deal on the table and go back to our original strategy to go to the draft.
Brett, as it turns out, the way we've been talking on our radio station today, you're the perfect person to speak to about, I guess, young players leaving. Just recently, Jared Garlett, Jonathan Marsh and Jade McGrath, young players have walked away from the game. Conversation on this radio station today is, are we putting these players through too much? Now, with your background in fitness, strength and conditioning and now moving to the head of football, and also we had Wayne Schwoss on today, who's got an amazing background and really passionate about this subject. And we teach these kids to deal with pressure on the ground, but away from the footy, it seems like maybe we're letting a few down here and there. Is that in the back of your mind, moving forward in the position you hold now?
Well, yeah, it's interesting to chat. It's actually at the forefront of my mind. I've certainly In my time as high performance manager, implemented programs around reducing stress and anxiety, not only in the workplace but also in these guys' general lives. What I've seen since I've retired is that the levels of anxiety and stress go up in AFL players, and that's it's multifactorial. Living in a lifestyle now where it's all about the now generation, they got mobile phones and they're constantly in contact. 20 years ago, what did we do? We had phone. We didn't have a phone on us, so we had to contact someone. We went to the phone box or used a home phone, and so you didn't have that, I guess, added stress of having to be contactable all the time and having to answer people all the time. And so I think we live in an environment now in the outside world where there is that added stress and pressure because of the way technology has come, and that's no different for the AFL player. And the other thing is that they're so heavily scrutinised. So, again, when we played, it was, if you didn't know about it, you didn't read the paper or watch the news. Now they can't get away from it. It's just, it's on Facebook. It's, the apps. It's just everywhere. So there certainly is more scrutiny, and with scrutiny becomes pressure and stress levels go up. So, it's certainly... fresh in our minds, and we have programs to ensure that guys have the tools to be able to deal with that, and that's not only as you said, on field, but also off field, because the reality is when they get on field, they're just bringing all the baggage that they experience off field. So a really important area to focus on.
The shift towards professionalism sort of created a different change in the dynamic of what is expected as an athlete, as an AFL footballer, Brett, and you would have lived that and experienced that firsthand. It went way too far to being all in to that little fishbowl, not being able to have time outside of that. How extensive is the expectation or the requirements from Adelaide for its players to have a bit more balance in their life?
Yeah, really important. I mean, guys, if I compare the guys now in the current program compared to... I guess compared to when I played, which was only 7 years ago now, but started 18 years ago, the guys are at the club less now than we were, and a really heavy focus on making sure they've got the balance with their own friends and family, but also having outside interest. As you know, it's the focus on, if you're too much focused on footy and that's not going well for you, you need to have your self-worth and an outlet to somewhere else. So really encourage the guys to, whether it's study or whether it's outside hobbies or work placements, whatever it is, to have some fulfillment in other parts of their life, so they're not putting all their eggs in one basket, to use the term.
Brett, we're always hearing about the workload of the current footballer. I want you to go back to your day. I've already asked Daniel, but when you were training, when you were all set at Adelaide, whatever it was, 15 years ago, could you imagine doing any more work at that stage of your football career? And if the answer is that today they do work much harder, are we putting too many of them through too much?
Well, the reality is they don't work. They're not running. We were running further when Daniel was playing, when I was playing. So we're running more Ks.
Bloody hell.
The game's changed now, and so it's more high intensity. So shorter efforts and more repeat speed. Daniel and I probably went for a 5 or 6K run and a road run and come back and then got into the skills. These guys do more intense training, fair to say. But certainly the time at the club is less. But as I said, it's all about the balance. When we left the footy training, you go home and probably Daniel, because he was he's a star and probably got recognised in the street.
Let's not overdo it, Brett.
Keep on telling us that.
Let's not overdo it.
These guys now, it's just, as I said, it's just, it's constant for them. They pick up their phone, it's on Facebook, it's on apps, there's people, we've got a game where so many people more people are engaged in it now, and if they happen to get on forums and that kind of stuff. So it's not the workload of the footy club, but that hasn't, gotten out of control. It's more their downtime away from the football club that we, as footy clubs need to continue to work with them on, to make sure that we're giving them the tools to deal with stress. Because the reality is, we have this conversation constantly inside the footy club, is when it gets to grand final day, you need to be able to deal with pressure. So you need to be able to deal with how to, you know, a strategy around that, deal with stress and pressure and how you get through that. And so everyone deals with stress and anxiety. It doesn't matter what job you're in life. It's all about dealing with that. So how do we give them those tools then in their everyday life and dealing with, the commentary, media commentary or public commentary around their performance as well?
Good on you, Brett. Thanks for your time. Great to get your perspective on a topic that's been going around 11:16 SEN all day. And good luck with your new position at the Crows.
Thanks, boys. Good to chat.
Good on you. Well. Brett Burton, the new head of footy at the Adelaide Football Club.